A growing food shortage threatens East Africa. Missionaries in India get accused of bribery, and U.S. legislation looks to streamline orphan care. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A massive food shortage is threatening East Africa. The people desperately need aid from donor countries.
For certain areas, the long range, which are the most important range for the country, pretty much have failed. And they are looking at about an 80% reduction of the crops in most areas.
Christian Reform World Relief Committee is looking to increase their food donations, but continue farming ministries in case the late rains come. High prices are compounding the problem, says Jacob Kramer.
They used to buy in most areas a can of water for 20 liters of water, which is about, 5 gallons, for 10 cents. Now they pay a dollar for it. And if you live on a dollar a day, you have to choose between water and food.
CRWRC works with churches to offer aid programs. Kramer says in this especially hard time,
their organizations will be empowered to be the salt and light and the practical help, the loaves and fishes, as we all recall it from Jesus' ministry, to be that for their community.
Contribute to CRWRC's work at our website. Next, two Gospel for Asia missionaries in India were attacked and accused of bribery by an anti-Christian group. This came after the U.S. Commission of International Religious Freedom placed the country on a watch list for failing to protect religious minorities. The two missionaries had just finished showing the Man of Mercy movie when they were attacked. Pray for their healing and for boldness to continue showing Christ's love to their attackers. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Families of Orphans Act is up for consideration in the U.S. House of Representatives. John Van Valkenburg of Bethany Christian Services says that's good news for 143 million children around the world who don't have permanent families.
The government is really recognizing that it needs to take a second look at its current structure and develop a more streamlined and organized effort to help take a leadership role with this crisis.
The act could make funds available to Bethany as it shares the hope of the gospel with needy children.
This really mirrors a lot of the work that we're currently doing around the world. There needs to be efforts to preserve and to reunify families all around the world. And this act actually is going to emphasize activities that keep a child in the country of their birth.
Pray for wisdom for those involved in the legislation. Meanwhile, recent Barna research shows American pastors struggle to lead their congregations to spiritual maturity. When pastors who partner with Global Advance gathered for a conference recently, founder David Chibley told us many were discouraged.
They are confronting an increasingly biblically illiterate society, even within our own churches. Somehow we've not gotten the basics of the gospel across and the basics of scripture across. And so this is a pretty discouraging thing for pastors, obviously.
Pray for the pastors as they return home to their ministries refreshed with a renewed focus on the Great Commission.
These are very missional, mission-focused pastors and church leaders, and they really need encouragement. And so it's very important to come together to refocus and to be encouraged and to foster relationships between one another.
And finally, Compassion International and Willow Creek Association are partnering together to fight global poverty. Through their church-to-church program, they partner larger, wealthier church communities in the U.S. with poor and broken communities all around the world. Today, 1.1 billion people live in extreme poverty across the globe, 600 million of which are children. Pray many families will come to Christ as churches begin to help each other in outreach. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins August 22nd. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.